Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie. I'm a little host today, but I'm going to try to make it through the show. And we have a fantastic topic today, why Christ had to die on the cross. And before we start, we are praying. Lord, we stand in awe of your great sacrifice for us. Your journey to the cross is the reason we are free from the destruction of sin. It's why we can be forgiven and be united with you throughout eternity. No sacrifice is too great in response to your love for us. Keep us ever mindful, Lord. Keep us ever grateful. For we know you was wounded for our transgression, crushed for our iniquity. And upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruise we are healed. And today, we're going to talk about why Christ had to die on the cross. And some of the tag words I may use in between our stigma today is sin, first of all, tradition, religion, the multitude, the Father, the Sabbath. You know, therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he had only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father. You know, making himself equal with God, Jesus had to die for our sins, was so that we could be forgiven and go to be with the Lord. You know, he must punish the sinner, the lawbreaker. If he didn't, his law is only law. He treated all men the same. He was the perfect embodiment of his Father. He led his people the right way. So today, we are talking about why Christ had to die on the cross. Think about that for a few moments. Just think about that. You know, before we can come to grips with anything that we're thinking in our fine like mind, God does, you know, we have to first acknowledge that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They are higher than ours. And in addition, it reminds us that he is the rock. His work are perfect, and all his ways are just. You know, a faithful God does who does no wrong, and Jesus is he. Therefore, the plan of salvation he has designated is perfect, just, and upright, and no one could have come up with anything better than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, when I thought about that, the scripture says, "For I delivered to you as of first importance that I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scripture." You'll find that in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 3 through 4. You know, evidence affirmed that the sinless Jesus bled and died on the cross. The Bible explained why Jesus' death and resurrection provide the only entrance to heaven. You know, it was the punishment for sin. It's there. When you realize God created earth and man perfect, but when Adam and Eve disobeyed God's commandment, he had to punish them. A judge who pardons lawbreakers isn't a righteous judge. Likewise, overlooking sin would make the whole, when you think about that, overlooking sin makes the holy God unjust. Death is God just consequent for sin. You know, the word of God says, "For the wages of sin is death." You'll find that in Romans 6 and 23. Even good works cannot make up for wrongdoing against the holy God. Compared to his goodness, all our righteousness are as filthy rags. You'll find that in Isaiah 64 and 6. You know, ever since Adam's sin, every human has been guilty of disobeying God's righteous law. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You'll find that in Romans 3 and 23. Sin is not just big thing like murder or blasphemy, but also include love of money, hatred of enemies, deceit of tongue, and pride because of sin, everyone has deserved death, eternal separation from God in hell. And you know, the reason Jesus had to die for our sin was so that we could be forgiven and go to be with the Lord. Jesus is God in flesh. And only God can satisfy the law requirements of a perfect life and a perfect sacrifice that cleanses us of our sin. You know, all people have sinned against God. There's nobody walking this green earth that has not sinned. Nobody. And holy and righteous. He must punish the sinner, which is the lawbreaker. If he didn't think, his law is not law. Therefore, the punishment for breaking the laws is death, separate from God. Therefore, we sinners need a way to escape the righteous judgment of God. Since we are stained by sin and cannot keep the law of God, then the only one could do what we cannot do is God himself. You know, that's why Jesus is God in flesh. He is both divine and human. He was made under the law. You'll find that in Galatians 4 and 4. And he fulfilled it perfectly. Therefore, he sacrificed to God the Father on our behalf is of infinite value and is sufficient to cleanse all people from their sins and undo the offense to God. You know, when you think about the attempt to break down step by step using scriptures, I hope you understand why God is our Savior and not some created thing. You know, I also hope that you help understand that you must trust in Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sin, my sin, that you can do nothing on your own to merit salvation from God. You know, God exists. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You find that in Genesis 1 and 1. And when you think about it, God is infinite. Before the mountains were born, or thou didst give birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. You know, great is our Lord and abundance in strength. His understanding is infinite. Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him, declared the Lord? Do I not feel the heavens and the earth, declared the Lord? When you think about it, why did Jesus die, had to die on the cross? God is holy. And one called out to another and said, holy, 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 it's the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. You know, and the four living creatures, each one of them had six wings, all full of eyes around and within. And day and night they did not cease to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. When you think about why God had to die on the cross, God is righteous. Our God, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who does keep covenant and loving kindness. Our God, do not let all the hardships seem insignificant before thee, which have come upon us, our King, our Prince, our priests, our prophets, our father, and of all thy people from the days of the kings to this day. You know, however, thou art just in all that has come upon us. Just think about it. God is infinite, holy, and just. And you wonder why God went to the cross and had to die for us? Sin is the leading cause. You know, God speak out of the character of what he is, but the mouth speaketh out that which fills the heart. You know, God spoke the law. Then God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You know, for therefore the law is in the heart of God, and it's a reflection of God's character, since it is holy and good. Why did Christ had to die on the cross for you and I? You know, furthermore, to break the law of God offends him, since it is his law that we break. This sin results in an infinite offense because God is infinite. You know, furthermore, it is also right that God punish the lawbreaker. To not punish the lawbreaker, sinners, is to allow an offense against his holiness to be ignored. You know, thus said the Lord, for three transgressors, you know, and for four, I will not receive its punishment, because they reject the law of the Lord. You know, when you think about it, God said that the person who sinned must die, be punished. And the word of God said the wage of sin is death. And Ezekiel 18:4 says, behold, all souls are mine. The souls of the Father as well as the souls of the Son is mine. The souls who sin will die. And when I went over to Romans 6:23, the word of God say, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, the sinner need to escape the righteous judgment of God, or will he face damnation? My, my, my. You know, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. You know, and these will go away in eternity, punishment, but the righteous in the eternal life. But I'm reminded no sinner can undo an infinite offense since to please God and to make things right, he must obey the law, which is the standard of God's righteous character. You know, by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. You know, I do not nullify the grace of God, but if righteous come through the law, then Christ died needlessly. But the sinner cannot fulfill the law because he is sinful in the flesh. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own son. Since the sinner cannot fulfill the law and satisfy God, it follows that only God can do this. You know, it's just simple logic. If you are unable to fulfill the law, then we will be punished by it. But since God desires us to be saved, the law must be satisfied. Since we cannot keep the law and it must be satisfied, then the only one capable of keeping the law must keep the law, God. You know, Jesus is God in flesh, beginning, coming from John 1:1. Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. and we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, open Colossians 2:9, for in him all the fullness of deity dwell in bodily form. You know, when you think about it, Jesus was also a man under the law. You'll find that in 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You know, but when I went over to Galatians 4:4-5, the word of God said, but when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, sin ordered that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. You know, Jesus became sin for us and bore our sins in his body on the cross, thus fulfilling the law. He made him knew no sin to be sin on our behalf. Just think about that. That we might become the righteous of God in him. My. When you think about why Christ had to die on the cross for your sin, my sin. Because it was sin, the reason he went to the cross. It was nothing he did. He did everything as his father instructed him. But it was hard-headed children like all of us that sinned, and he had to go to the cross that we might be saved, that we may have the right to the tree of life. My. At this time, I'm going to play a song and just get me a little water to help my voice because I'm going to finish this broadcast today.
There is power in the name. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is. To break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an
Oh,
Good morning.
Hey, babe, I'm going to call you right back. I'm on my broadcast. Girl, I've been so... Okay.
You are still on the air.
Carla, can you hear me? You're on air.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay,
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I'm.
I hear you earlier.
Okay, I don't know what happened.
I don't either,
I'm over here just a talking. Didn't know y'all couldn't hear me.
No, we didn't hear a thing. That's why I said I can't hear you.
Okay. Well, I need to go back on some stuff then.
Yeah, you need
to.
I didn't hear a thing.
Okay. How long you haven't heard anything?
In about the last 5 to 7, well, maybe almost 10 minutes now.
Okay. Well, praise
the
Lord.
You said I'm going to go. I'm going to play a song because I need to finish my message.
Uh-huh. Okay, then. Please forgive me. I don't know what could have happened, but thank you for bringing it to my attention. My cell phone rung, too. Somebody else was listening, and they didn't hear either. Praise the Lord. They had my number. You know.
Right.
Jesus became sin for us and bore our sin in his body on the cross, thus fulfilling the law. You know, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteous of God in him. And in 1 Peter 2:24, it said, and he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. And when I went over to Romans 8:3-4, the word of God said, for what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as in an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. My. You know, in Ephesians 2:8-9 say, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. You know, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. But you will know when you think about it, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, and having become a curse for us. For it is written, it's in your Bible, if you have not told your pages, huh? Cursed is everyone who hang on a tree. And Ephesians 5:2 says, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragment. You know, when you think about why Christ died on the cross, I've been giving you scripture after scripture, word after word of why God died on the cross for us. And the major thing is sin. You know, God affirmed his promise of the sacrifice with men, such as Abraham and Moses. You know, herein lies the beauty of God's perfect plan. God himself provided the only sacrifice, Jesus, who could atone for the sins of his people. You know, God's perfect son fulfilled God's perfect requirement of God's perfect law. You know, that it is perfectly brilliant in its simplicity. God made him Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteous of God in him. And you know, today I thought about this would be a good topic, since we're looking toward, the world is looking toward Easter, but those that are saved and know is looking at the resurrection, not just Palm Sunday, not just Easter with no Easter bunny and rabbit. No, it's not about that. It's about God went to the cross for each and every one of us, for our sin. You know, here he was, Adam, to Jesus, God sent prophets to mankind, warning them of sin, punishment, and foretelling the coming Messiah. One prophet, Isaiah, describes him as, who had believed that they had heard from us? When you're telling people that. And to whom has the arm of the law been revealed? You know, for he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form of majesty that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and acquaintance with grief. How many of you all today have been despised and rejected by men and women, even your own household? You know, acquitted with grief. And as one from whom hid their face, he was despised. And we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we esteemed him strictly smitten by God and afflicted. But when you think about it, on that cross, he was wounded by our transgression on that cross. He was crushed for our iniquity. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes, we are healed. You know, all we like sheep have gone astray. Have we turned everyone to his own way? And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Yet, he opened not his mouth. How many times we open up that alligator? We can't go through a thing. We complaining. We murmur. We just, you know, every time you look at, we complaining. We murmuring about this, murmuring about that. But look how God went to that cross for each one of our sin and didn't say a mumbling word. And you want to know why Christ had to die on the cross? Hallelujah. Hallelujah today. You know, when you think about it, he was like a lamb that had been led to the slaughter. And like a sheep before its shearer is silent. By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. And for his generation, who considered that he was cut off and out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of our people? And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death. You know, although he had no violence, there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He had put him to grief when his soul make an offering for sin. He shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. You know, out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous. Here, you know, he divided him a portion with the many. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressor. He bore the sin of many and make intercession for the transgressor to a lamb slaughter for the sins of others. Should you have to ask why Christ had to die on the cross for you and I? When you think about it, hundreds of years later, Isaiah prophecies were fulfilled in the perfect Lord Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary. When the prophet John the Baptist saw him, he cried, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world." Crown thong him for healing and teaching. I thank God today that he died on the cross for me, for my healing, for my sins. But the religious leader, they scorned him. What they're doing today. The mob cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" What are they doing today? He have died and risen. And the people of the world is still crucifying Christ. Soldiers beat him. They mocked him and crucified him. They're doing that today, verbally with their mouth and the things that they're doing in the world. As Isaiah foretold, Jesus was crucified in between two criminals who was buried in a rich man's tomb. But he didn't remain in the grave because God accepted his lamb sacrifice. He fulfilled another prophecy by raising Jesus from the dead. How many of you all will lay down your life for your son or for your daughter? Like our Christ, how many of you all will go to that extent to do what Christ did for us? I don't think many would do it. And I ask you again, why did Jesus have to die on the cross? Remember, the Holy God cannot let sin go unpunished. To bear our own sin would be to suffer God's judgment in the of hell. Praise God. He kept his promise to sin and sacrificed the perfect lamb to bear the sins of those who trust in him. Jesus had to die because he is the only one who can pay the penalty for our sins, my sin, your sin, your children's sin. He was the only one, y'all. Why Christ had to die for you and I? Christ had to die because he treated all men the same. Do you treat all men and women the same nowadays? No. You don't do what Christ asked you to do. He led people away from traditional religion. Do you do that today? No. Why Christ had to die? He captured the attention of the multitude. When he came through, the multitude followed Jesus. Who is following you today? Are you preaching for my message of God's word to his people that they may come and turn away from their wicked ways, from their sin? He was the perfect embodiment of his Father. Just think about it. Why Christ died or had to die on the cross? I want you to think about that today. As we come closer to the holidays of the resurrection of Jesus, you know Jesus is already risen. He's walking with us today. And when you think about it, we first have to acknowledge that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They are higher than I. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. You know, we have a faithful God who does no wrong. Plan of salvation, he has designed, is perfect, just, and upright. No one could come up with anything better but our Lord and Savior. You know, Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 15 through and 4. Evidence affirmed that the sinless Jesus bled and died on the cross. Most important, the Bible explained why Jesus' death and resurrection provide the only entrance to heaven. So that's the topic for today. I want to thank all the viewers, the listeners, those that came online. Sorry for the description. I don't know what happened to the phone. I thank my God my voice was healed up enough to come on the broadcast, because I haven't been able to speak in just about a week. I give God praise. I know he died for my sins, my family's sin, my children's sin, because I know I couldn't have did what Jesus did of myself. So Jesus knows he had to send his one and only son to die on the cross for each one of us, that we may have the right to the tree of life. So until next week, you all be blessed. I thank God for the broadcast today. And stay tuned for future broadcasts to come in the month of April, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And until next Wednesday, you all be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. You know I always tell you, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all that have listened to this broadcast today. Whether you come on the archive later, share the broadcast with someone else. Tell them about joy and peace that come on every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. I normally do an hour, but by me being so host, I only did 45 minutes today. But to God be the glory. And until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.